with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is celebrating a commitment by Apple to increase its U.S. investments by an additional $100 billion over the next 4 years. Apple had previously said it intended to invest $500 billion domestically, a figure it'll now increase to $600 billion. Trump in recent months had criticized the tech company and CEO Tim Cook for efforts to shift iPhone production to India to avoid the tariffs his Republican administration had planned for China. Officials say an Army sergeant opened fire at Fort Stewart, shooting 5 soldiers and prompting a brief lockdown at one of the country's largest Army bases. 3rd Infantry Division Commander Brigadier General John W. Lubas tells WJCL only a few of the victims needed surgery.
All arrived in stable condition, and 3 of the 5 required surgical intervention.
Officials identified the shooter as Logistics Sergeant Cornelius Radford. President Trump supports the redrawing of congressional maps in Texas, but not all Republicans are on board. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president says Democrats do redistricting, so the Republicans should too.
Yeah, they'll do it anyway. Why, if we stop over there, they would have done it anyway.
But several House Republicans are voicing their opposition. Axios reports that GOP lawmakers Kevin Kiley of California and Mike Lawler of New York want to ban mid-decade redistricting in all states. Representative Nicole Malliotakis of New York said it's wrong for either party to do it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 81 points, the NASDAQ rose 252, the S&P advanced 45. This is SRN News. The Trump administration makes a decision on IVF.
The Washington Post is reporting that the president is no longer planning to issue an executive order mandating that health insurance providers cover in vitro fertilization. The procedure is controversial amongst pro-life advocates, as it often involves the destruction of human embryos. The Post says the administration still wants to make IVF widely available, but has decided that an executive order is not the way to go. Congress could take up the issue if it wants to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school districts. That's where parents brought legal challenges that it violates the so-called separation of church and state. However, the ruling only narrowly applies to 4 of the state's 237 districts as Arkansas students prepare to return to class. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher, led by a rally for Apple. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7%. The Dow added 0.2%, and the NASDAQ composite rose 1.2%. Apple alone accounted for more than a third of the S&P 500's gain, ahead of the announcement at the White House, where it's expected to increase its U.S. investments by an additional $100 billion over the next 4 years. Trading elsewhere on Wall Street was mixed following a jumble of profit reports. McDonald's and Shopify rose following their latest updates. The Disney company fell after its earnings beat forecasts, but its revenue fell short. The Dow up 81 points to close at 44,193. The NASDAQ gained 252 to 21,169. The S&P 500 added 45 to 6,345. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.